Although the statue on this pedestal is only half life size, it's an imposing representation of a divine ruler. It was carved from very hard stone during Egypt's Old Kingdom, when the pharaoh's might was at its peak. King Sahure, the larger of these two figures, is seated on his throne as he would have been when giving judgment, hearing reports, and directing the governance of the country. His hand is closed into a fist, his arm muscles powerfully tensed. For purposes of governance, Egypt was divided in provinces or nomes. Look at the symbols above the smaller figure's head. These identify him as the god of the Koptos nome in southern Egypt. He's reaching out, offering the symbol for life, the Ankh, to King Sahure. You may have initially recognized the king as pharaoh by the starched headcloth that he wears. On the front and running along the top of his royal headcloth is the protective cobra, the so-called uraeus. This statue also incorporates other very typical visual cues that you can find again and again as you explore the ancient Egyptian galleries. One is the importance of different styles of beards. To hear about them, press play.